Power play has been a popular subject around these parts. What'd you do well on it today?
I think just the movement and the idea that we wanted to have that shot mentality. You know, when you get your World Cup players back and they start snapping it around and we start getting the puck to the net, good things happen. I thought our puck recovery was really good on the first one. It was all about puck recovery. And when you can outnumber teams on the puck and you get the puck back, it prevents you from going up and down the ice every time and wasting a lot of energy trying to get set up. So I thought our puck recovery was really good and our movement was good.
Paul always talks about drivers. What does it mean when your World Cup guys come back and make that kind of an impact in a game right away with Blake and Mark and those guys?
Well, they set the points, but they set the tone. They set the pace. They push the pace, and everyone's got to jump on board. They're watching how fast they play, and that's the kind of game we want to play. We want to play a fast game. We want to play with speed and tempo, and everyone's got to get up to their pace.
How do you think the back end handled the extra minutes with Buff not being available for the last 27 minutes or so?
Well, it was a great opportunity for them. We talk about opportunities all the time for the young players and the players trying to make a mark on the organization and trying to crack the roster. And I think it was handled very well. And we got to see some things from some players that maybe normally wouldn't play that much. But it was really good to see, and they handled the minutes. And I thought our forwards did a good job coming back to support them.
What did you think of Hutchinson's performance, especially in that first 5 minutes when the Oilers really came out kind of buzzing?
Well, you know, Hutch is—he's put the time in, he's put the work in. He's a workhorse, and he was solid. He was rock solid. He gave us that opportunity to get our feet under us and everyone get on the same page and get going.
Bufflin looked like he blocked a shot. Is there anything you can tell us about his lower body injury or just kind of?
He was just held out for precautionary, and he should be fine. He should return to practice.
One question away from the game. Matthew Perreault, how is he, and is he available tomorrow? Or on Saturday, rather?
We have a day off tomorrow, so he's coming in for treatment, so we'll know more tomorrow. But right now, he's day-to-day. He's progressing. He's progressing fine.
Any key you can point to on the power play tonight? Four goals, obviously not something I don't imagine you're working on a lot in training camp, but seems to be clicking really early, and that was obviously a bit of a rough spot for this team last season. Is there reason for some optimism?
Well, I wouldn't put too much weight into the first game here with our World Cup players, but we talked about how we want to approach it, and it's a shot mentality. It's getting the puck to the net and having that movement so that it allows us to open up lanes, and the quicker we move the puck and the faster we play on the power play, the more opportunities we're going to have. You see good power plays, the puck's always moving and it opens up lanes. Once you get stagnant with the power play, it allows the defenders to set up over top of you. So it'll be a work in progress, and it's one game. So we'll once we get down to our numbers, we'll start working on it on a more regular basis, and we'll make sure everyone's on the same page and continue to grow it and foster it.
And the few guys who played back-to-back last night and again tonight, just explain the mentality of putting them in. Was this to sort of test them, see how they could stand up on a second night? And what was your impression of those few guys who were playing the second game of a back-to-back?
Well, we put players in positions where we don't need to tax our veterans right now. They're just coming back. Some of the World Cup players have just spent 3 weeks away from home, and now they're getting back to their team, so we want to make sure we give them ample amount of rest. And the back-to-back guys, well, we want to see if they can duplicate. And everybody's got a different lineup, and you start off with a lineup like we had the other night against Calgary, and then we go to Minnesota's lineup, and the lineups are going to get they're going to start getting more semblance of their NHL team, so we want to see what players are capable of doing in those situations.
Two goals in two games for Kyle Connor. Is that the sort of thing you're looking for from him, or are you looking for something more, something different?
No, Kyle's got an innate ability to find that open ice. You know, the pass that Stewie gave him, it was a great pass, but at the same time, he found that area. That's a soft area where he kind of went out of a scoring area and then back into a scoring area and found himself alone. And that's what he did tonight when Shifes found him. It was the same thing. He gets his opportunities that way because he's got that nose for the net, and he's got such a quick release and such quick hands in tight. So, it was very, it's very evident. That's why he got drafted where he got drafted. And you see that now transforming into NHL, we got a heck of a player.